Good morning. It's Tuesday, March 31st. I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's early edition from KMUW News. Coming up, we'll hear from Hugo Fan about an inventive event called Gays Eating Garlic Bread in the Park. That's after the news. Kansas lawmakers have overridden Governor Laura Kelly's veto on a bill to protect crisis pregnancy centers, Beck Shackelford Wongonga of the Kansas News Service reports.
Crisis pregnancy centers counsel women against abortions and provide resources like diapers and formula. The bill protects them from being required to provide abortions or related medication, referrals, or information about abortion. Sandy Brown is president of the Kansas Abortion Fund, a nonprofit that covers the cost of the procedure for Kansans. She says the bill is another attempt to restrict abortion.
They will be able to operate with less oversight, which means less accountability for how they treat and care for women.
Brown says crisis pregnancy centers often pose as medical centers, which can be confusing for women and delay abortion. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford Wongonga.
Sedgwick County leaders will host another town hall this evening to gather public feedback on data center development. The meeting is at the Sedgwick County Extension Center at 21st and Ridge. Doors open at 4:30 and a planning department presentation will begin at 6. County commissioners have adopted a moratorium on data centers that's set to expire June 11th. The pause was put in place so leaders have time to create regulations with community input. Kansas State Senator Chase Blasey has asked the county to impose a 3-year moratorium on data center development. Hundreds of faculty members at the University of Kansas will soon get a significant pay raise. As Sam Zeff reports, they just overwhelmingly approved their first union contract.
The faculty union says the contract, which took 2 years to bargain, was approved with a 92% yes vote. Many veteran professors will see a 1% pay hike, but the union says some 400 of the lowest paid faculty will see a median increase of 14%. There's also a $1.5 million pool for merit increases at the department level. This all comes at a fraught time for KU, which is subsidizing athletics for the first time. KU Athletics projects at least a $15 million deficit this year as it rebuilds the football stadium and funds a $20 million pool to pay athletes. I'm Sam Zeff.
A Kansas bill that makes kratom illegal has been sent to Governor Laura Kelly. Kratom is a plant from Southeast Asia whose leaves can produce stimulant or opioid-like effects when they're consumed. Although it's not been clinically proven to be effective, some people have used the substance for pain relief and to ease the effects of opioid withdrawal. Johnson County Representative Heather Meyer says if kratom is banned, it will lead to more people turning back to opioids.
This is only going to hurt our communities and cause more people to turn back to hard drugs like fentanyl and heroin.
Supporters of the ban say there are other options for opioid withdrawal and that kratom can become addictive if it's used regularly. 6 states currently ban the substance. The Kansas City International Airport is planning to translate its signs into other languages for the World Cup travel boom that's expected this summer. Jackson Overstreet is public information officer of the Department of Aviation. He says KCI wants to be as accessible as possible for the many fans who will fly into Kansas City from around the world to watch the matches. Overstreet says the plan is to prioritize the languages spoken by the 7 teams that will play group stage matches in Kansas City. The languages are German, Dutch, Arabic, and Spanish.
It's looking at what sort of common languages are between the 7 and trying to meet people there.
It's not yet clear when the translated signs will be up, but Overstreet says staff are working around the clock to get the airport ready before June. The Great Plains Nature Center has announced it will close for 2 years starting this summer. The center's building needs foundation repairs. Staff also plan to upgrade exhibits and improve accessibility. Educational programming will continue through the renovation period. Chisholm Creek Park will remain open. Visitors can find outdoor bathrooms at the Oliver entrance and near the center's parking lot. Nature Center staff and partners will care for animals from the exhibits off-site. The center celebrated its 25th anniversary last year. More information is at gpnc.org/construction. State money is available for programs that help children walk safely to school. Applications for the Kansas Safe Routes to School grants will open on Wednesday. The grants are administered by the State Department of Transportation. The grants provide technical and planning assistance for communities beginning a Safe Route to School program. More information on eligibility and how to apply will be covered in a webinar at noon on April 1st. The submission deadline is May 1st. More information about the grants is at saferoutes.ks.gov. We'll be back after this.
KMUW's next Pint Night is Wednesday, April 15th. We'll be at Pump House, located in Old Town, from 5:30 to 7 p.m. It's a gathering with KMUW staff and listeners with no agenda, just good conversation. We'll see you there.
I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's Early Edition. For community organizers, coming up with event ideas to get people to turn out can be difficult. For this month's Culture Pop, Hugo Fan talks with a representative of People's Pride ICT about an inventive way to get people to gather.
On a windy Sunday in March, a group of people are huddled in the picnic area of Sim Park. They're here to celebrate their identity as well as share a savory dish with one another.
We had our gays eating garlic bread in the park today.
That's Jenny Pierce, a representative of People's Pride ICT, and she helped organize this event.
We have coffee meetups and park days and things like that all the time, but we've found when you have like something goofy, like garlic bread in the park, two things that maybe don't go together in people's brains, like people show up.
While on a trip, a friend of Pierce saw a flyer advertising a similar event. Amused by the whimsical nature of the idea, Pierce thought it would be fun to bring it here to Wichita.
And we stole that idea, put together like a weird flyer with like a skeleton holding garlic bread, and put it all over town, and people showed up.
This is the second year the event has been held. For Pierce, it's important to come up with events where queer people can meet up throughout the year and not just during Pride Month.
I felt like all these people would come out of nowhere to celebrate during Pride Month. And I'd be like, where do they all go? Like, after June is over and after we have one weekend of celebrating, where does everybody go? And so we started doing coffee meetups where I literally was just posting online on Instagram and Facebook being like, here's a spot where you can come have coffee and hang out with other queer people. And that group has grown.
It's important to Pierce that the events that People's Pride ICT organizes stays true to its grassroots mission and offers a safe space, even to those who don't feel safe at a regular Pride event.
For us, we want more of a real and more gritty event than what is typically at like a corporate-sponsored Pride. So there's not going to be like big brands with a rainbow slapped on. It will be very much like local artists, local musicians, local DJs, and then some of those other parts of the community that aren't really welcome at like a traditional Pride event.
As for the food, at least for this event, attendees can find a variety of aromatic things to snack on.
Oh, yeah, there was a good mix of some homemade garlic bread. Some people brought garlic naan. There was garlic bread from like, or pizza from some local places as well. I had some Wichita Brewing Company bread that's always good. I had some like wild garlic in my mouth, and I'm worried that I'm about to blast you away with how much garlic is on my bread.
I'm Hugo Fain.
Thanks for listening to Wichita's Early Edition. We'll be back again tomorrow. For KMUW News, I'm Fletcher Powell.
Wichita's Early Edition is part of the NPR Podcast Network.
Maybe you already know about naked short selling. Maybe you've personally shorted stocks yourself. But do you know about the time short sellers ruined a Super Bowl, basically?
For me, I was a little late, but red flags went up like, what is going on? This is really scary.
At Planet Money, we get the story behind the money to explain how money works. Listen on the NPR app or wherever you get your podcasts.